We're going to hear next from Pamela White. She's a judge, circuit court for Baltimore City, and she, quote-unquote, practiced law for 30 years at the same law firm where she clerked and barely survived her first summer in Baltimore. Please help me welcome recovering lawyer Pamela White.
For many, the bicentennial summer of 1976 was all about the tall ships sailing into the inner harbor, winning Orioles baseball at Memorial Stadium, the fairs and the festivals downtown before the Rouse Pavilions were constructed. For me, the summer of 1976 was about terror. It was about surviving my summer as a law clerk at a large downtown law firm in the old Maryland National Bank building. Remember when the MN were on top of the building and they changed colors from red to blue and back to red to predict the weather? I would stare at those letters hoping to divine my future with the firm. I was a second year law student. I had never been to Baltimore before. I was clueless about how a law firm operated. This law firm had never hired a woman lawyer before. No firms in Baltimore really had. I was trying out for a team and didn't know the rules of the game. Nobody did. Instinctively, I knew some things. I knew enough not to confess that I grew up a Yankees fan in New Jersey. Or that my family had cheered the 69 Mets in the World Series to defeat the Orioles. I got lost going to the bathroom on my first day of work. I was still trying to figure out the number 8 bus down from Govan's, my unair-conditioned room, trying to find my way to downtown. It did turn out that the tests, the tryouts, occurred more outside the office than in the office. I am confident I flunked my first test, eating Maryland blue crabs, trying to suck the Old Bay seasoning off the crab legs, and discovering why the beer came in gallon containers to slam my face. I did excel at beer drinking. I should have thought twice about my attire to the firm's annual family picnic. The halter top and the short shorts didn't exactly work well in the volleyball game. I do believe that the senior partners gave me a passing grade on picnic attire, but their wives did not. The true test and the true tryout turned out to be the summer softball league. Recruiting, the big firms understood that recruiting summer clerks for their batting averages and their fielding prowess was a factor in the employment decision. My summer clerk crew was in trouble. The sole male among us didn't know how to hold a bat. I, however, grew up in New Jersey, and my brothers made sure that I was never the last one picked. I could handle the fielding, I could bat, give me a glove, I'm in the game, even if the women were relegated to second base. August 4th, 1976 was my last week of employment before I was heading back to law school. It was the last regular league summer softball game. I was pitching batting practice while the players arrived. It becomes a kaleidoscope of sights and sounds in my memories. It was a good pitch over the plate. I heard the crack of the bat. I heard and felt the crunch of the ball in my face. I remember feeling around in the dust for my glasses and feeling my job prospects fall away in the dust. I remember the lawyers arguing around the mound about which doctor they should take me to. I remember the other woman law clerk literally taking me by the hand and depositing me in the front seat of her powder blue Volkswagen Bug, and we went off to GBMC. I did have surgery. I did figure out how to fix a busted face. I was late returning back to law school. I did have trouble trying to figure out how to pay the doctor's bills before figuring out how to pay for the bar exam. But a funny thing happened. The firm offered to pay the bar exam fees, and the firm offered me a job. I accepted the offer into the big leagues. I passed the bar exam, and I spent the next 30 years of my legal career with the same firm. I will tell you, I returned to the softball field. I became a catcher and wore a mask.
Pamela White.